This is Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting live from Ag Connect Expo 2010 in Orlando, Florida. And I am with Rich Gould with T-Jet Technologies. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks.
So I see that you actually have a brand new product called the Matrix Guidance. Can you talk a little bit about what this is?
That's right. It's Matrix is a family of products right now. There's a 570 version and an 840 version. The difference is primarily screen size, but they're GPS guidance devices that do a 3D perspective view guidance. But the really interesting feature that both of these offer is the ability to connect to a video camera and show real-time video images, and in addition to show the guidance information overlaid on top of those video images.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit. Let's get a little deeper into
okay.
that. So if I'm sitting on my tractor
right.
and I'm planting, how exactly does your system work?
One application for this technology is to mount the camera above the cab, on the roof of the cab. So it's pointing forward, looking the same. So it sees the same thing the operator is seeing out the windshield. So in that case, we overlay the guidance information, and it shows the desired guideline and the adjacent swaths, you know, one swath left and one swath right of the current path, right over an actual image of the world as it's seen out the front window of the machine. So instead of having guidance being delivered to you in some kind of a 3D virtual world, it's actually shown on top of a real image of the world.
Of your actual farm.
Of your actual field, yeah, in real time, what you're actually looking at.
So that's obviously very unique.
Yeah, it's unique. There's nobody else doing this. We've applied for a patent on this. So we're real excited about it. It's a very unique application, and we think it makes the guidance easier to use. It's easier to understand where you're going to be. One of the real advantages is when you're turning on a headland, when you come back into the next swath, it's easy to line up your swath with where the guidance wants you to be, because you're looking at a line drawn right over the video of the next row.
Now, you know, there's a lot of international attendees here at the show,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things I've been asking exhibitors is a lot of these are from developing countries who aren't
yep.
as advanced as here
right.
in the United States in terms of technology.
Right.
So can you talk a little bit for those farmers who've never had access to this type of technology, how it can actually help them on their farm?
You know, we found that as you describe, a lot of other countries don't have the level of mechanization or automation in agriculture that we're used to in the U.S., but they don't go through the same evolutionary steps to get to the latest technology that maybe we went through in the U.S. They take a shortcut, and they adopt the latest technology that's available at that moment and apply it to their operations right away, and we've seen that in a lot of markets around the world, and for that reason, this technology is applicable to anyone really driving back and forth across the field, whether it's a tractor, a harvester, a sprayer, whatever the machine is. This technology gives you benefits, and it works just as well if you're in South America or in Eastern Europe or China as it does if you're in Iowa or Illinois, for that matter.
So you can use this technology in any machine manufactured by any company.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's a simple fit. The antenna goes on the roof, the console mounts in the cab, with a suction cup on the window, and you're ready to go.
So for these farmers who've never used, you know, GPS technology, do you offer training for them in order to help them understand how to use it?
Our dealer network often does demonstrations. I mean, that's the way this product is usually is sold or delivered to the farmer, is through demonstrations. And so farmers can get, you know, some training that way. We've also really concentrated on trying to make our products as simple to use as possible so that they really don't require a great deal of training and knowledge to operate. They're very intuitive, very easy to use.
Now, for those people who are at the show, what's your booth number?
Our booth number is 1727.
And they can come here right now and get a demonstration?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, we have products here.
And for those who aren't at the show but are interested, where should they go to get more information?
The best place to look is at our website, which is www.tjet.com.
Okay, so T-E-E-J-E-T.
Correct.
TJet.com.
Correct, yep.
And I have to ask this. It's the very first year of the Ag Expo Connect, and
yeah.
it's very unusual, especially for us in the States, to have an international show.
Yeah, that's right.
How are you finding the attendees?
We're real pleased with the turnout here. As you mentioned, there's a lot of international attendees, a lot of people from South America, a lot of people from Asia, and a lot of people from the U.S. So we're pleased with the turnout, and we can see this growing into be a real important show in the future.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Rich, for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.